From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. American scientists have just stopped a major study of a breast cancer drug. The drug was being tested in postmenopausal women to see if it could prevent recurrence of the disease. The decision from the American scientists comes years before the study was scheduled to end. Their action comes after Canadian researchers brought an early halt to a similar study last month. The drugs, called aromatase inhibitors, appeared to be working so well that it would have been unethical to continue giving them to some women and not others. But as NPR's Joe Palca reports, stopping a study early can create problems as well as solve them.
There really was no question what U.S. researchers would do once Canadian scientists stopped their study. Lawrence Wickerham is one of the leaders of the U.S. study.
The Canadian trial had demonstrated that there was benefit. We didn't think it was appropriate to continue to place women on a placebo. So we've stopped the trial and unblinded the results.
Prior to unblinding, women in the study didn't know whether they were getting a drug or a placebo sugar pill. But if the positive results were clear, Wickerham says ending these studies early leaves questions.
We don't know the optimum duration of therapy. The Canadian trial in ours was designed for 5 years of aromatase therapy after tamoxifen. That was somewhat arbitrary. It's a reasonable length of time, but we don't know if it's enough, too much, or just right.
Many therapies are only effective for a particular length of time. Both trials were intended to follow women for 5 years. Now there's only data on about 2.5 years of aromatase therapy. Joseph Pater is director of the clinical trials program of the National Institute of Canada, which ran the Canadian study.
What we've lost is the ability to have a placebo-controlled information on longer-term side effects of this medication, and there's no way to retrieve that loss.
That could be a major loss. Aromatase inhibitors can cause osteoporosis in some women. Now it's hard to say how big a problem that may be. Still, Pater and his colleagues are convinced stopping the study was the right thing to do. The study had accomplished its primary goal, showing aromatase inhibitors can help prevent recurrences of breast cancer. But that hasn't stopped people from criticizing the Canadian decision. Fran Visco is with the National Breast Cancer Coalition.
We all want fast results. We all want to know the answer. What is going to cure breast cancer? How can we prevent it? And we want that answer right away. But we also want the right answer.
Visco says all the unanswered questions about aromatase therapy leave women with difficult choices about whether to take the drugs or for how long. But Theodore Colton of Boston University says such criticism of the decision to stop early is inevitable. In 1998, he was involved in a decision to bring an early halt to a study designed to see whether the drug tamoxifen could prevent breast cancer.
When to stop a study is such a difficult issue. You can always say, Monday morning quarterback and say, oh God, these guys were chicken, they got scared, they stopped it too early, they should have continued to so-and-so. But then if you had done that, you can have people say, my God, they had these very strong effects at such and such a time. Why did they wait so long before they stopped the study?
The Canadian and American studies of aromatase inhibitors were designed from the get-go to be stopped if it became clear the drugs were preventing breast cancer recurrence. In a way, some of the criticism of the studies isn't really that they were stopped early, but instead about the way they were designed. Activist Fran Visco says the really important question is, do aromatase inhibitors prevent women from dying from breast cancer? A question these Canadian and American trials weren't designed to answer.
Trials should be designed to get mortality data. Trials should be designed to find out if a drug that we're going to give women saves lives.
But that's an issue for the next study, not the ones that have just been halted. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.